Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The great outdoors.
It's like the future of like in real life.
Hey guys, you know I'm trying this new thing where I'm putting up like 4K footage of shit on our TV when we're recording the podcast to have something serene to look at. But right now, it's of a beautiful. It's beautiful scenery.
Is that Hawaii? I think.
Yeah,
it looks like some like a nice rocky
very
shore.
Blue water, but there's like a video by blank embedded on the video, and then you have YouTube Premium, get YouTube without the ads, and then you have $1,800 in the first month. With Lyft, you're free to drive, earn, and get paid on your own schedule.
Terms and conditions do apply, though.
Yes.
Which means that you actually won't make $1,800 in the first month.
But there is a yacht sailing across the ocean blue right now.
Dude, look at the fucking beautiful, like, wall of clouds. Are those cities in the background? This got to be Hawaii then, because those must be like other islands with cities on them. That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Could be Florida.
Last time was a fireplace. This time, I think the scenery might switch up, but I don't know how long they hold this camera for. So I don't know if we even get to the next bit of scenery. But
no, you know what? That's not Florida. The water's not that blue in Florida. That's got to be Pacific or Bahamas. That's either Bahamas or that's Hawaii. You know,
that doesn't look like the Caribbean.
Nah, that's Pacific,
those
bro.
All those buildings, like there's so many tall buildings lined in a row.
Like, that's got to be Hawaii then. That's got to be like Maui or Honolulu or something. You know,
because usually the tall buildings I see in like the Caribbean, like if you go to like Nassau, it's like the Atlantis Hotel.
Yeah, those look like corporate buildings. I see.
But anyways.
Yeah. What is this? 169?
169.
Hey, remember when we did episode 69? And it was...
Now it's 100 episodes later. That's crazy.
We did that episode with Tucker, didn't we?
Yes.
I think that was the episode with the Jesus Christ thing.
Let me see.
When you did SMC. The Passion of the Christ.
You know, it doesn't even show up when you type in SMC 69.
Really?
Yeah. Even though we put it in the tags. So people search, I don't know, make it happen.
Do it for us. Now,
Super Megacast 69.
I'm pretty sure the thumbnail
it was
art.
With Tucker. Yeah, and it says the 69th episode.
Oh, scenery changed. Now it's
okay,
like
sweet.
It's like wine county in California. It's just like an outdoor wine field, like grape field. That's pretty.
I like the clouds, and this is very white. Anyways, so you guys can't see it. I was just explaining what I do now.
It's like, dude, it's like we're recording this podcast while sitting out in Napa Valley, you know, underneath a nice...
Just like it.
Yeah, it feels... I can smell the grapes. I can feel the breeze.
Have you ever been to a wine distillery?
No, I'd love to, though.
Is it a distillery? What do they call it?
I don't know, actually. Just a winery?
They're called something.
Winery. I think it's just a winery.
Yeah, but when you go... Like, when people go visit, they're like, I'm going to the winery. I thought it was something.
I'm the wine.
I'm just gonna look
building.
Up wine tours.
I'm going to the wine house.
Wine tours, California wine tours and transportation, Napa Valley.
Dude, I want to go to Napa Valley. It seems so pretty. Like, look at this. Look at the screen right now. Not you, not the listeners, because you guys can't see shit. But look at look how beautiful that is.
It is beautiful. But I fear the more we talk about it, the more we alienate the audience.
Listen, you guys can go and pull up pictures of Napa Valley and look at them while you're listening to this, and you can get the exact same experience.
Where are my grapes?
What grapes?
The ones I left here. I put them in the second drawer to the right of the fridge, and now my grapes are gone.
I didn't touch them.
I thought that too, but this has happened before. So what I did is I started a company that specializes in making grape-looking tracking devices. And so I put one of those grape tracking devices in that bag of grapes, and I looked, and it said it was at your house. Now, it could have been anybody. It could have been Harrison. It could have been Jackson. Or it could have been you.
It was Harrison.
The point still remains that someone in your household stole my grapes.
Am I the keeper of my house?
I'm the keeper of my grapes, and I'm
you're
going
to have to talk
to
them about it. I didn't fucking touch your grapes, dude.
Okay. We'll see if the stories match up, because Harrison had some pretty damning things to say about you, but... Well, I'll talk to Jackson. He seems to be the middleman in all this. We'll see where the truth lies, where my grapes are.
You have to do this on the podcast.
I'll cut it out.
To air this dirty fucking laundry.
No, I'll cut it out. Well,
they take your fucking grapes, dude. Just, it's a fucking bag of grapes.
Yeah, it's my bag of
$3.
It's my bag of grapes.
Yeah, it's your bag of grapes. I'll go buy you some more.
Then why don't you just buy yourself some bag of grapes instead of taking my bag of grapes?
I didn't know it would be a big deal.
You did take my bag of grapes. That was an admission of guilt.
That was not an admission.
See, I caught you in my Jordan Peterson mind game trap. Jordan Peterson is my fucking Obi-Wan. He's my I'm his Padawan.
All right, think about Star Wars, but instead of Obi-Wan, it's just Jordan Peterson.
Got you again. Hey, Luke.
Yeah, I literally like
your room seems kind of dirty now, Luke. Now
clean your room, Luke. You'll be a better purse.
You'll be less tempted to go over to the dark side if you clean your room, Lucas. Chewbacca, I respectfully decline to call you a Wookiee. I will call you a person because that's what you are to me.
Now, Layla, Leia. Sorry, dude, I haven't seen Star Wars.
From Futurama,
yeah, from
dude.
Futurama. I'm getting Star Wars and Futurama confused. Yeah, this Rubik's Cube has just been sitting here on the couch for like a week now.
Yeah, because you were like, can you still solve this thing? And you mix it up, and then I solved it.
You clearly,
Social interaction, that the story behind the Rubik's Cube being solved on the couch.
Dude, I want to learn how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Like, how long does it take to learn how to do all the algorithmic shit?
You have to remember, I was a kid, so it's like I didn't have much to do but obsess over things. Like, this might have been this was definitely in middle school, like sixth grade, I'd say I learned.
Most kids have that Rubik's Cube phase where it's like, today's goal is I'm going to be like the next Rubik's Cube king, and I'm going to learn how to do it. And then every time someone has a Rubik's Cube, I'm going to take it and go,
well, at first,
solve it. Like, I didn't have that phase, unfortunately. I wish I had.
My goal wasn't to solve it. Like, I got it just because I like Rubik's Cube, you know, you're going through the phase. And then I looked up like how to make little patterns on it. Like, for instance, let me show you real quick.
Sorry, I'm fixed. Oh, I solved it.
Yeah.
See?
Well, look at that. Yeah. So, like, I just learned, like, how to make little patterns like that.
Ryan's over here, like, he just, like, without even a second thought, just...
That's what I started with, and then I was like, I want to solve one side, so I looked up how to solve one side, but then it's like, ooh, the tutorial kept going on, so I was like, I guess I can learn how to... There were times where I would take it apart, like, rip it apart and put it back together.
It's like a cheat code for a Rubik's Cube. I
tried the whole sticker replacement thing.
You can fuck it up that way, right?
Yeah, I fucked one up, and then I had to buy another one.
You can never solve it again if you put the stickers in the wrong place.
That and just... the stickers will just come off easier now because you've peeled them off.
I gotta say, this is the best Rubik's Cube I've ever held.
It's my favorite Rubik's Cube I've ever owned.
It turns so smooth.
And I like the material.
Yeah, it's
I like
great.
The look of it.
It's a like carbon graphite look. Also, so you just mixed it up, but you did it so it's like a checkerboard pattern.
Yeah.
how hard would it be? Do you think I could figure out how to solve it back without knowing any algorithm stuff? Or is it just like...
It, maybe, but...
No, I can't do this shit, dude. What the fuck? Wait a second.
I don't...
Oh, no. Because these are on the... Wait.
Yeah?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I might have just did something.
Oh.
Because see, now that these colors are lined up...
You're so close.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you're so...
Oh, dude, I'm so close right now. Give me...
You took it back.
Oh, my God. That felt incredible. I just spit on myself.
The first algorithm I ever learned was... this
dude, what the fuck?
And so if you
that's just, some Houdini
so
shit
if you do that if you do a
stop
if you do an algorithm enough, it just goes back to normal.
What?
Not any out like not any of the patterns or any of the things, but like if you learn like one, it's meant to eventually go back to the state that it was in, because that's how you solve it. It's just kind of like, I need this piece over here now, so I need to get that over there without moving everything else. Just that type of thing.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I feel good that I did that. Did you see me actually like spray spit on myself? When I figured it out? Like it's on my shirt.
You should learn to solve it. As I said, it's very just kind of like, I'll just be holding my hand, like watching a video. Just, it's like a, you know, when fidget spinners were a popular thing.
Yeah. The glory days.
Yeah. Those, you know, I like having something to do with my hands. So the Rubik's Cube helps.
Fidget spinners are like the Rubik's Cube of a Gen Z, you know,
of lazy. It's just the lazier. It's just the lazier form of how to keep your hands busy. Back in my day,
we would use complex algorithms to solve a cube of multiple colors. Now you kids are just spinning a piece of metal. I do love fidget
spinners.
What,
now you're building? Back in my day, in Call of Duty, we just used to shoot people. They go down in 5 seconds, and now you can fucking build? It makes no sense.
That's Bill Burr if you were a millennial comedian. Complaining about Fortnite?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I just don't get it.
Like, Jesus Christ, you know, in the 60s.
Oh, man. I like to play Fortnite with Bill Burr.
Justin rags on Bill Burr a good bit.
Dude, don't tell Bill Burr that.
And he's got me starting to do it. His voice is too fun to do. And it's like, it's just like, you'll see something like, a jewel. Now, back in my day, all you needed was some sticks and a fire. There's your smoke.
Just that type of shit. Oh, dude, that's very Bill Burr. I used to listen to his podcast ages ago where he'd fight with his wife about stuff.
He would fight with his wife, but he would just be rambling on his own, like in an armchair. And all of a sudden, his wife would say something in the background you couldn't hear. Be like, what? And then she'd like start responding louder. And then they
start fighting with his wife over like political topics.
Yeah,
that's good.
I have
shit,
no
man.
Qualms with Bill Burr. He's just
comedian.
A funny man,
dude. He's
like Prince Andrew's a funny man.
Okay, you take that back. You take that back right now, Ryan.
You know, it's weird that you say that because I actually, you know, at the time I suffered from a medical condition where I could not sweat. So that story is false now.
Dude, rich people can get an excuse for literally anything.
It's narcissism that makes them think that they can just talk their way out of things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they think that they're always like on top.
They're like he's of the royal family, and he's just kind of like, these people are lower than me. So like, of course, like how he thinks that he can control the people, much like how we can just put a stick down and like make ants start forming a line. You know what I mean? Like he thinks that it's that easy. Well, yeah, you put a stick down, ants will immediately start to crawl on it.
What? I didn't know that. I gotta try this now.
No, just like with anything. You put something like in any like kind of bug's way, they're just gonna like follow it.
Well, so let's talk about Prince Andrew, because I do want to talk about ants in a minute. But first, for those that don't know, Prince Andrew was good friends with Epstein. And they hung out a lot.
The late, the great Jeffrey Epstein.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Woo-hoo!
Okay, now I know there's been some buzz tonight, but regardless of the allegations, we have a great show today. We have the Bill Clinton sex tape that we're going to watch. It's pretty funny. Also on the list, we have a threesome with Prince Andrew, Hillary Clinton, and special guest, Simpsons creator.
Oh, God. You were just talking about how you don't want to believe the... Matt Groening story.
Because you know, Jeffrey Epstein had a wide range of very influential friends. y'all know who Jeffrey Epstein is. Pedophile, billionaire, dead.
Pedophile extraordinaire.
That's the best way to describe him. He was a pedophile extraordinaire. And he died, which was not a suicide. But I have a Simpsons tattoo. And then I read a thing about how, you know, the creator of the Simpsons flew on Epstein's plane once. And I'm just like, no.
Apparently got a foot massage.
Apparently.
But back to Prince Andrew, yeah.
Prince.
He had an interview recently where, like, usually I'm not a fan of just watching these types of interviews. Like the R. Kelly one, like it always just, I'm just like, because you're looking at it and you're like, this is just like an awful person, but like they're having a legitimate like mental breakdown. So it's just like this weird moment in time where you're wondering how people okayed for this person to go on TV when they were so not prepared.
I guarantee his agents were like, if there's a freak out, you know, that's a bigger distraction from the shit at hand.
No, one of his, I think, someone who kind of helps PR people, I think quit like a week before the interview because
being on R. Kelly's PR team.
No, this is Prince Andrew.
Oh, Prince Andrew. Yeah. I mean, both of those people, like it's got to be really tricky being on a PR team.
You're just Andrew to me, buddy.
Like being on fucking
you don't get to be called Prince by yours truly.
Imagine being on like Kevin Spacey's
more
PR,
like
Bill
a royal
Cosby.
Pain in my ass.
Ooh, that's actually what really happened. He just got fired because he called him a royal pain in the ass. Yeah, but he did an interview because he was real good friends with Epstein, and there's like a lot of stuff with him hanging out even after Epstein was convicted of being a sex offender.
4 days at his home.
Yeah.
At Epstein's home.
And then they interviewed him about it because there's a picture of Prince Andrew with this 17-year-old girl and he has his arm around her. And the same 17-year-old girl says that Prince Andrew raped her 3 times. Or, right? 3?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And danced with her.
And danced with her.
Like, socialized with her.
And he's like, I do not recall this girl. I mean, they like have the picture of him with his arm around her when she's 17. He's like, I do not recall.
That could have been doctored. What I believe is that the picture that you see is not the exact instance of what was happening at that time. I do not recall, but that I just don't put my hands around women.
Is that what
you know,
he said?
I'm a member of the royal family.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't put my hands around commoners.
I would never touch a woman. Oh, disgusting.
Got that Mike Pence energy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him respecting his fucking wife, huh? God! Come on!
I heard that shit, they don't sleep in the same bed. I mean, Mike Pence and his wife.
What do they have, bunk beds?
Like they have two beds.
they have a bunk bed. And
well, there was a lot of buzz. There was that shit where like he called it like allegedly he referred to his wife as mother.
What?
That was a big thing for a while. Mike Pence calls his wife mother, and then they don't sleep in the same bed or something
like
that.
What do you mean they don't sleep in the same
bed?
They
have like old school TV.
Who said
like,
that?
I have no way of proving if that's true. That could just be a complete
Sounds like
rumor.
Your liberal propaganda, Matthew.
Regardless, it's
rearing
funny.
Its ugly head.
Ooh, the background.
It changed.
Changed again. It's like that looks like the Pacific Northwest. Or it could be Maine. Somewhere up north, though, it's some nice pine trees.
Still very nice blue water.
Beautiful blue water.
This could be Hawaii.
That's true. It looks cold. Oh, it could be Hawaii, actually. Yeah,
because it looks
what?
Like where they would have filmed Jurassic Park, because they filmed Jurassic Park in Hawaii.
See, Ron, my only thing is those pine trees. I don't know if there's pine trees in Hawaii.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
There could be, though. I haven't been to Hawaii. I don't know. It's possible that they have pine trees. That water is just so goddamn blue and sparkly that it easily could be Hawaii. Or it could be a
color
corrected.
California on the coast? Like going up the PCA?
That definitely could.
That definitely, yeah, 100% could. But
absolutely.
Yeah, because they're probably boosting the blues up.
Absolutely. They grab those blues. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to touch your hand. Dude, I'm not gay. Relax.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now
All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm not going to fuck you or anything.
I saw American Werewolf in London recently. Speaking of
you saw an touchy American Brits. Werewolf?
Speaking of touchy Brits. Speaking of aggressive touchy Brits. Woo! Yeah, I liked it. It's very backwards in some sense in terms of like, I know I'm not usually the one to like complain, but it was very obvious in this movie. Just it's a portrayal of women. I just took it as because it's also like a dark comedy, I guess. I just took it as being willfully ignorant and stupid at some points, but I don't know if I'm giving too much credit to the movie or if I'm just trying to make an excuse for that. But I enjoyed it. It like the movie had a tone and it felt like a film created by a human being.
I haven't seen it.
And not like, you know, a studio. It was made in like the early 80s.
Oh, I started
with the really like grotesque like werewolf transformation.
Oh, it's all like all furry and yeah. Did someone pull their dick out in the background in this one too?
You do see penis in this movie. He's naked in several parts. In fact, he is naked next to a little boy.
Interesting.
And he steals the boy's balloons so he can cover himself.
That'd be an awkward scene to film.
Yeah,
he's like, hey little boy, I'm actually like like cameras aside, I am a naked grown man standing next to you right now.
Oh, he was. And from what I could tell, he just had his hand covering his penis. Now, if you were just to do that to some random boy in the park, see, it's fine if it's a movie set, a naked man next to a little boy that he doesn't really know too well.
Well, it's the same thing as like porn and prostitution, right? Like, oh, if you film it, then it's legal because then it's like.
Does that work if you hire a prostitute and then you pay them for sex, but you also pay them to film it?
I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I don't see why not. But also, no, I feel like the police would be like, where's your permits to shoot porn? Because I'm pretty sure shooting pornography, you need a pretty specific set of like permits.
Yeah, what about independent, like e-girls, streamers, all that?
Actually, I have no idea, man.
Right?
Zero. Well, I think it's okay to film. I don't know if you need permits to film yourself naked, but filming the act of intercourse.
Well, regardless, Prince Andrew needed permission to have sex with that 17-year-old.
Which he got from Mr. Epstein.
And regardless of permission, is still illegal.
Absolutely. Absolutely illegal. And then Jeffrey Epstein, unfortunately, didn't kill himself.
He didn't.
He was murdered. His brother said so.
Did he?
Yes, his brother was the one that hired the independent guy to investigate the... And that guy's pretty famous, I think.
You know, his brother's so pissed off. He can't get any of that
that money
anymore.
I would feel real dirty taking that money though, because you know where that money came from, you know, from like sex trafficking and shit.
Okay, Mr. High and Mighty over here.
Well, you're telling me you wouldn't take $500 million of sex trafficking money? Okay,
I would say he's definitely the most prolific person to sex traffic people. Right? Think of all the people he's known and all the like powerful people that's been around him.
Oh, and in terms of like that like elite ring, like, you know, people talk about that like that ring of like Hollywood and like
Hollywood
sex trafficking pedophile ring.
political pedophile
which exists.
Ring.
I think he's
and now, well, this is proof that it exists because
absolutely,
like, there's more than just Epstein out there.
Oh my God! Just look at how many people Epstein was tied to, like big people.
I didn't really know about Epstein too much until it all happened, though.
I remember hearing about it a long time ago because I just knew he was good friends with Donald Trump and he was friends with the Clintons. So a lot of people would bring that up on both sides. Like, ooh, there's pictures of this and that. There's like videos of him with just everyone famous. But then people would bring up like everyone's forgetting that he got this plea deal where I think Epstein got convicted of something horrible related to that kind of shit. It was some kind of pedophile stuff. But he got this incredible plea deal where he just like basically got off.
Here's the thing. He protected himself through the people he could give up.
Exactly.
It was because like it's like, I can give you so many people right now and proof.
I mean,
and
like,
that's why he was killed.
Of course. And people are going to like people in high places.
Okay, I say that like it's fact, but that's why he more than likely was killed.
Absolutely. I mean, he's this guy that has shit on, you know, like so many elite people in the world.
It's and
like,
filmed it.
Yeah. So it's, you know.
Filmed himself shitting on him.
He filmed himself shitting on people?
Yeah. That's why he was killed. Don't release the poo tapes, Epstein.
Well, he can't do that anymore. He probably released his own poo tape because when you die, you poop yourself. Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you really shit yourself when you die? I feel like that'd be more common in movies and stuff if that was real.
I mean, not all the time, but people do shit themselves. I
just remember the South Park episode about that. It was the Walmart episode. And they would like, every time someone died in that episode, there would just be a grotesque scene of them like spraying diarrhea out of their ass.
South Park?
Yeah.
I like their sounds for diarrhea is just like, it's very just like, I love it because it's obviously mouth sounds. South Park's wonderful.
My favorite thing is how over the top they go whenever they have to do something like gore or diarrhea. Like the amount of blood spray or like shit spray South Park implements is so great. Like the fucking, the episode with like the guy on the whaling ship that was making fun of the guy on that show and he gets shot by the harpoon or something. Yeah. He just like, it's the most grotesque explosion of a body. It's horrifying.
They do it to... Yeah, a lot.
Or fucking like when Cartman is playing World of Warcraft and he has to shit and his mom brings like the pot in. She's like, "That's a good boy." And he just blows shit all over her. Look at us, a couple of grown men over here cracking up over South Park poop jokes.
Ugh, it's better than Family Guy poop jokes.
No, not always, Ryan.
Name me one memorable Family Guy poop joke. You just named several from South Park. And you don't watch South Park that much, but you had a quite a spin on Family Guy.
See, Family Guy was just such a short period of time that, yeah, I watched a lot, but it all just kind of blurred together. Where South Park, I've seen so much of it throughout my life that of course those moments will stick. You know, here's the thing, Ryan, if I'm a sixth grader and I watch a South Park episode where Cartman blows poo poo all over his mom, that's going to stick because I'm in sixth grade. But if I'm a 22-year-old, watching seven episodes of Family Guy a day, you know, that stuff's not going to stick the same because I'm desensitized to it. But if you're fresh, if you are in sixth grade and you're just looking for any kind of edgy, funny comedy, and then you see Cartman go, that's really going to stick with you. Just like when sixth graders watch Super Mega, they laugh so hard because it's edgy and funny.
I'm trying not to shit myself right now.
Really? Do you have to shit? Ooh, I don't want to sit on that side of the couch.
That was warm.
Dude, I feel like that like went into the couch and that's like, it's get up and smell the couch.
Okay, here we go.
Woo!
You want a sniff?
No, I don't.
Come on. Odds are you take a sniff.
10.
3, 2, 1, 4.
God damn it.
Come on, take a sniff. Fucking hell, right there.
Dude, that's fucking rancid.
Yeah.
Dude, can you buy some of that fabric Febreze, please? That's disgusting.
I love poopery.
That's not going to work on the fucking couch, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like I taste that, man.
You lost an odds are, dude. Now, you sniff. What was inside of me? What's so putrid?
You don't have to break it down into the scientifics of it. I know, Ryan. Last time we lost an odds are, we ended up with bald heads. I just got to stop playing this game, dude. It's just not ending well for me.
I know.
We're both bald now. Well, your hair is coming back real fast.
Yeah, mine's starting to look goofy. I need to get it trimmed soon. Because the sides are getting long right here.
So are mine. Yeah, mine does this like streak thing where the sides just like streak down. You know?
You ever went streaking as a young chap?
I never did. I was too scared of being arrested.
Same.
Because, you know, if you... I tend to stay on the... When it comes to fun things that are also illegal, I tend to chicken out because I don't want to get in trouble. Like when I was younger, I never underage drank or did any kind of drugs or went streaking. Now, I did ding dong ditch a lot. Ding dong ditching was kind of my thing. I had a lot of fun doing that. I'd go sleep over at my friend's house. We'd go run around the neighborhood at night and, you know, I'd hide in a bush and watch from afar while he'd ring the doorbell and then run, go jump another bush. And then we watch someone open the door and be like, whoa, look around. Got so many kicks out of that.
Did you ever get someone that was like, ah?
Oh, yeah. I remember the police came once.
Leave me alone.
Someone called the police once.
Well, you know why?
Because they're just like.
Well, some people, when they're scouting out whether they should burglarize someone's home, they'll knock or ring the doorbell. To see if anyone's home.
Is that why when people will like try to get into a house and someone catches them, there's like, oh, this isn't Rob's house?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, why are you here? This isn't Rob's house? Nope. Rob, I've been living here for 3 years.
Oh.
Nope. I could have sworn this was, he might live somewhere else. Okay. Thank you. Please leave. No. Then they try to over-explain themselves. They always do that. They're like, see, Rob, I knew Rob back in high school. Okay, that's great. Please leave my property.
You
got
to keep entertaining it, so they have to just keep coming up with a story.
Yeah, what did you what year did you graduate?
Yeah. Just get all their personal information until it's like credit card number. Thank you. Have a good day. Do you end up robbing them just with reverse psychology? Man, yeah, robbers are freaky, dude. Robbers are freaky little freaks. I have one of those cameras. Out front of my house, it's connected to an app, so you can like see what other people,
like the Arlo types of shit.
Yeah, yeah, where you can see what other people like nearby are saying from their cameras and stuff. And I saw that like, I gotta stop every time I get on that thing because I'm like, oh yeah, like yeah, where I live is safe. And then I go and I look around and just see like, oh, like three houses down, and here's some like creepy dude with red hair trying to open the front door at 4 a.m. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I shouldn't have.
And like really just near you?
Yeah, like very close to my house. So it always freaks me out. I'm like, god damn it, I shouldn't look. And I always do the stupidest thing where it's like, I'm not going to check it during the middle of the day. I'm going to check it when I'm fucking like awake at 3 a.m. in my bed with the
See,
lights
I'd
off.
Feel more safe if I were home and I watched those videos. If I'm out, like if I watch those videos while I'm at the office, I'd be like, oh no, I'm not there. So someone can break into my house.
Well, the scary thing is just like, you know, it's like watching scary videos on YouTube alone at 3 a.m. in bed because you get real nervous. But then it's like, oh, but now the danger is not just some scary footage from like Russia I just watched and got spooked by. It's like, oh, it's like four houses down. Someone tried to like sneak in.
Do you remember how anxious I was? Like I was riddled with anxiety for like almost a complete month over the thought of just someone. Because I was moving out on my own. We're not living together anymore. We were both trying to find separate places.
Oh, yeah. You were paranoid.
I was just like, I was so fearful of someone just breaking in. Because that's a huge just fear of mine.
You got that huge metal bat. Like
No, I didn't get it. It's a big wooden bat.
Hypothetically, if I were to break in, what's the fastest way to disarm you?
The fastest way to disarm
you?
Yeah,
like where – or like –
Well, that's what I kind of like.
What's the best way for me to get you away from the weapons?
Well, I sleep next to one. So also Lego would be barking. So I'd know if someone was like trying to get
I'll
in.
I'll throw the pooch.
That's the good thing about
I'll throw him a big old steak.
That's also what I love about Lego. But sometimes he'll like just be like, rah, 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 at like 2 a.m. and I'll be like,
dude, that would just scare the fuck out of me. Thank God Banana doesn't bark so loud. He barks pretty quiet. But like, dude, Banana wouldn't protect shit for me. He'd see someone, he'd hiss, and then he'd run. you know?
But yeah, so I just remember that being a huge fear of mine. I try not to like look too much up about it at all, just because I know regardless, like a burglary, like you can try to prevent it, but
it's Los Angeles.
Someone's gonna want to break into your home, they're gonna find a fucking way.
It's Los Angeles too. It's like there's always gonna be crime everywhere, so it's like when you look it up, it's just honestly stuff like that. Almost like sometimes it's more blissful to be ignorant. Ignorance really is bliss. I will be honest. Like sometimes just not knowing things. Oh, the background changed. Now it's Niagara Falls.
Ooh, is that Niagara Falls?
No, that looks more drop. That looks like South America.
Looks like the Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, fucking ignorance is bliss.
Waterfall, dude.
Dude, I watched a good movie last night. I didn't finish it, but it's this old like movie from like the 70s. It's this German movie about the conquistadors, and they actually filmed the whole thing like in the Amazon. Really gritty. And
what's it called?
Oh, fuck.
Is it newish?
No, it's from like the 60s or 70s.
Oh, sorry.
But it's a German movie that they filmed in the Amazon, and it's like super fucking crazy.
The Lost City of Z?
It's actually, they're looking for El Dorado. Mm. And it's just so gritty, like, and dangerous as fuck. Like, they would get on actual, like, homemade rafts and go down rivers, like, that are up on the screen right now, like, with all these, like, 70s film equipment and stuff. It was insane.
Hold on to that thought, because I got a conversation to bring up after I spill some hot sludge into the toilet.
Ryan's going to spill some hot sludge into the toilet, and we will be right back, folks. Get excited, get some anticipation ready for Ryan's review of whatever he's doing. I had a dream last night that you gave me a cigarette. And I smoked it, and you were like, dude, I dipped that whole thing in acid. And I was like, really? And you were like, I don't know, like maybe.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's inspired by. But you were like, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, dude, and you were like, yeah, that was like 8 tabs of acid worth of, and I was like freaking out in my dream. Cause I was like, no. Because we were out in public, like somewhere where we had to do some kind of event or something. And I was like, am I about to like trip balls out of my mind at this public thing and like die? It's very scary.
But you didn't die.
No, because it was a dream.
Yeah. Going back to the movie talk, because I want to touch on this.
I want to touch on you.
I love what you were talking about when you were saying that it was just like they went out into the Amazon and they filmed it on location, because it reminds me about something more recent, for example, that did the same thing would be The Revenant, for example, where they went out, used natural lighting, they filmed in the location, wasn't like on a studio type thing. I just miss the craft of filmmaking is still there. There's still sets and stuff, but I feel like there's a lot of that magic where, like, you remember when you were watching stuff when you were a kid and you're like, oh, how did they do that? Or how did they pull that off? Or how did they get that explosion to be that close to the act? Like, these things that you don't
so
think
much
of.
When it's like legit.
Like, for example, like in Breaking Bad, they explain it, and I remember being kind of like, oh, wow, this is cool on like a behind the scenes thing. During an explosion, they use the telephoto lens, I believe, because it makes farther objects seem closer to the subject. So that's how they got it was a real explosion, and that's how they got the explosion to look the way it did on that. Like,
but
how
it's a lot farther than it really was.
Yeah. And then there's even greater tricks like you see in like Star Wars or Indiana Jones where it's like, oh, cool. Or I don't know. A lot of that is taken away because instantly it's just like computer. You're like, I know how they did that.
Yeah.
I know just how they did it. But sometimes movies will do things. I think it's more through cinematography these days where it's like, oh, how did they do that shot so like impressively? How did they get that one take so well? How did they – because there's a lot of movies where they try to do a one take, but you can easily – like you can really just see the cuts where they'll like swish around or whatever. But like when they nail it, it's like, oh, fuck, how did they pull that off? That's what I like when I go see a movie. And I know, like, some people, it's like, oh, it takes you out of it. But I like admiring stuff like that. And that makes me want to see this movie that you're talking about.
Oh, for the simple fact that it was
shot on location.
But we're having a wine and cheese night tonight. First one back in a while. And we're going to watch a movie. But I have an idea of what we could watch.
Bad Lieutenant, right?
I do want to watch that.
Nick Cage, your favorite movie.
Not the Nick Cage one. But... basically, I think I told you about this a long time ago. It's called Come and See. It was a Soviet movie.
Yes.
It's the one where they like, you know, I'm pretty sure the Soviet film board.
I have that on my watch list. I still have to get to it.
We could watch it tonight. It's fucking incredible because like the explosions and the bullets are like right they're all real and they're like right next to this camera.
Is it subtitled?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if all of us together chit-chatting plus some wine and like cheese, is that a good movie to like have on while that's going on?
I think it's fucking awesome.
Okay.
It's definitely like it's...
Because I'm afraid like if I'm not paying attention fully...
I think you would love it.
Okay.
It's very intense. But now I'm going to take it even farther back to very earlier in the podcast.
Okay.
I'm making sure I'm not skipping topics. Ants. I want to talk about ants, dude.
Well, that was just a throwaway thing.
But I do.
Oh, yeah. Ants, yeah. Dude. Let's talk about ants.
Ants are fucking insane.
They're crazy.
Like, yeah, I don't even remember why we're talking about ants.
I'm using crazy in a good sense, too. So you can't cancel me with crazy, can you?
Nope. The ants are going to cancel you, though.
You call us crazy, huh?
Oh, you called us crazy? They're just going to infest your house.
Crazins. Oh, I wonder how that company's doing now.
Is that still a company?
I don't know.
Stop playing Tosh.0 phone.
Stop it. What are you doing?
My phone's just started playing Tosh.0.
What about ants did you want to talk about? Matthew?
I don't even remember anymore, dude. I just remember in my head for so long, I was like, bring it back to ants. I mean,
did you have a specific thing to bring?
No, I don't. I did.
You just wanted to bring it back to ants.
I did. I had something to talk about.
Ants are crazy because you're probably going to talk about like their little communities and like they have like very big tunnels and they can carry a bunch like 20 times their body mass. Probably way more than that. Anyway,
I think it's 100 times.
Yeah, 100 times.
That's fucking crazy, man. That's the ant discussion. I want to get an ant farm. Let's get an ant farm for the Super Megaplex.
Yeah, have Patreon updates. Your cat knock it over at your place.
No, at the Super Megaplex. Okay. We'll get like a shared ant farm.
My biggest fear is like
they get out.
Just yeah.
That's why you got to run a tight ship, man. Like a prison. It's essentially a little ant prison, right? You're just keeping them all in there. They can never escape.
Well, they don't know. They don't know the better, do they? Have we done studies on the psychology of ants?
Oh, I'm sure it's a million. But isn't that interesting? They don't even know they're in a prison. How does that make you feel? Do you ever think that maybe you're in a prison and have no idea?
Potentially, but if you don't have an idea or you can't properly conceive it, then what does it matter?
It's like explaining water to a fish. Poof. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think fish don't go water like in their brains, but they know what water is. They know that it's good. They know that's it's how they get their oxygen. Dude, they know if they leave it.
I guarantee fish have no idea they're surrounded by water. I'm serious. I don't think they can comprehend water or that they're surrounded by it.
I think they can comprehend that being out of water isn't a good thing for their survivability rates.
That's true.
I don't think they think about it in those terms, but like as a instinctual.
Water is good place.
As like a very base instinctual thing.
How did the first creatures in water evolve to suddenly just be out and be like, that's a big change.
Start with amphibians, right?
Oh, I guess so. Duh. Dude, that'd be so cool. I wish humans were amphibious. Imagine if you could fucking breathe underwater.
Yeah, but we're fine swimmers when it comes to like in terms of all the animals in the animal kingdom. Most animals, I guess, can like doggy paddle and shit, but we can glide through the water pretty well and we have good control underneath. Nothing compared. I'm not talking about like to like a shark or anything like that, but compared to other mammals, I think we're pretty good swimmers. Like think of another, like there are very few other mammals that can dive down and just swim under the water.
I think what's weird is like a lot of animals, swimming's an instinct. Like if you were to take a puppy and put it in water, it'd know how to swim. But yeah. Like if you did it to a human, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know? Why is that? Like, why do they have it, but we don't? Where did we go so wrong that we lost our instinct to swim?
Because I think in the grand scheme of things, dogs, since they live in the wild, they're more in tune with how to, did it?
What? No. It's here. Sorry. The recording computer did a little goofy thing and scared us. Continue. Yeah. Dogs in the wild swimming.
Well, they've been living in the wild a lot longer than we have. And so I feel like just naturally, they also kind of mature faster than humans do. Like think about anything like a deer matures faster. Most animals mature faster than that of a human.
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly animals like mature compared to humans. You know, like how a baby calf can be walking like the day it's born. But then a human, it's like give it like 8 months or a year.
Give it a fucking year.
That's insane. That's crazy, man. That's so crazy, dude.
Yeah, but we made it. We made it somehow.
I love swimming, man. I've been swimming in maybe it's because on the screen is the video of this big Amazonian lake river thing. But I wouldn't want to swim in that water.
You know what's shitty about the way I thought about this in the car on the way here? You know what's shitty about the way humans adapted that I kind of am a little on?
What?
Because I don't run too much, so it doesn't really matter. I don't really, you know? I hate that our thumbs became big toes, and now they're, instead of right here, like it should be over here. Oh, so you
can't use it as like another hand?
Yeah.
Like look at monkeys, dude. They essentially have four hands.
Like if there's something on the ground, I could easily like, whoop, whoop. Some people can grab things with their like 2 feet.
The more advanced team. Oh, the background's changing, and it's a... That also looks like it could be Hawaii or California.
PCA. Who knows?
Yeah.
Definitely not East Coast.
No, not East Coast. That's pretty as fuck, though. Sorry.
That could be Scotland for all we know.
Dude, I was just thinking Scotland. It could be Scotland.
But I feel like the ocean isn't as blue and crystal there.
No, it's all murky. Anyway, fucking like... honestly, if I could change one thing, that would have been an incredible like trait for humans to have kept through evolution would be having like the opposable... toes, like thumb toes, because like why do we lose that?
Well, this helps us, I think,
travel
longer distances, so we could spread through longer distances.
Yeah,
I mean, monkeys really just kind of stayed where there are a lot of trees, and so we traveled to where
us humans we did a whole journey.
We did. You know, Justin was telling me something. He said, "Do you know the reason why we're naturally fearful of the dark?"
Because you can't see predators?
Because of big cats. Because big cats would hunt at night back in, like, the Stone Ages.
Ooh.
And so, like, we just developed just kind of, like, a natural instinct to, like, be more wary in dark places.
Yeah, because in the dark, you can't see where the predators are. You're like, uh-oh. Also,
And since specifically, like, cats or just any predator that would hunt at night. Could see
so well, yeah. That's interesting. That's probably why I feel so scared when it's the middle of the night and I don't know where Banana is. Dude, if he was bigger, he would kill me.
Any cat would, I think.
I think, yeah, most cats would.
I don't know. There's some cats that are more like big cat sanctuaries that do well with humans. But at the same time, the people who still keep them, they're nice with them. But at the same time, they're like, yeah, he could kill me at any moment.
Well, also, those are the people that they've known their whole life. Like, try walking into one of those cat cages as a random person and try going up and petting like,
hey,
a fucking tiger.
Yeah. I know
it's not gonna react.
Mountain
well.
Lions scare the shit out of me.
You know how to scare them off, though, right?
I don't know if I'm more scared of a mountain lion or a bear.
Bears. I think bears are just a lot more grisly, no pun intended.
I think bears, it's more of like a confrontation where you like you're both just wandering, then you stumble upon each other, then you both deal with the situation. But where a cat will stalk you and you won't know that it's been stalking you for a long time.
A bear won't stalk
time.
You, but cats are sneaky. You know, they'll do that thing where they'll walk real like low to the ground with their eyes all
and
big.
Then they'll stop when you like kind of like start looking around.
Cats are crazy hunters. They're like, aren't they some of like the best evolved hunters like out there?
Are they they're an apex predator.
Absolutely. Like big cats. Thank God that they devolved into these pathetic little creatures like Banana. But
well, I mean, those are, I wouldn't say devolve. Those are just
a different path of evolution. Dude, what I love is like sometimes I'll just be looking at Banana and he's laying on his back with like his fat belly hanging out and his like legs spread and he has like, he just looks so stupid. And I'm like, that came from those massive like muscular hunk cats that could run at like 60 miles per hour and take down a fucking like elephant.
And then you think of like on the other end with dogs, because wolves are also fucked because they will like the way they hunt, like in their pack, like they're legitimately well organized. And so it's crazy.
Animal like classes, like the
thought of wolves starting to circle, like running. It's just like, oh, you're fucked. Oh, they're just going to come in and you're done.
Absolutely. Your dog.
They know tactics. Isn't that crazy?
It's like ingrained. It's like a code programmed in their brain.
And whales sing songs. God, the animal kingdom's wonderful.
Dolphins have sex for fun.
They do.
And
even sometimes with humans.
Ants. Bringing it back. Ants. They have different like. They're all class-based, so there's ones that are...
I know, it's a classist society at the most, like, fundamental, basic level.
Isn't that
level.
Weird? Because, like, the entire... There's ones whose entire purpose is to fight. There's ones whose entire purpose is just to go find food. And then there's ones whose entire purpose is just to fuck. Fuck the queen.
And then
so
you
they
have
can.
The lobster.
And then bees, too. Bees and ants are actually, I found out, very closely related. They both come from the same, like, common ancestor, which is probably why they're Because, you know, bees do all the same shit. They have, like, food storage rooms and nursery rooms to raise the babies. And then I think about, like, how small an ant is. And it's like, how is it that complex that they can all form these colonies and shit?
The hive mind.
I know.
The hive mind.
Are we hive minding?
As humans?
But then it makes me wonder, what if there's beings beyond us, Ryan?
Could be.
Interdimensional beings that exist on an even higher plane of consciousness.
It's possible.
They're in this room right now watching us going, oh, Super Mega's recording again. Let's gather and watch.
They'd be like, what are they doing? But that's the thing. Like, they're not like, they could. For how many anthills are kicked for the fun of it? How, like, what could you explain in our natural world that would be the equivalent?
Tsunamis and.
Like, they're just like, watch this.
Watch this.
Watch them scatter.
Let's shake up the tectonic plates a little bit.
Yeah. My whole thing, like.
Or ghosts.
I'm always interested in, like, simulation shit.
Simulation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought I said singulation. I was
simulation.
That?
Just because.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible.
But at the same time.
I'm not saying I believe it, but reality itself is so fucking baffling.
Like, what would it matter if we were in a simulation or not? If we found out we were, like, I guess it would only matter if, like, we were in a simulation that made us forget our past life so we can enjoy, like, this sim-created, like, thing for fun. And then once we get out of it, we remember everything. But then that would be, like, by our choice.
Like, it's like a big MMO that you're just a character in, and then you're going to come out and just suddenly remember everything before it.
Yeah, you'd be like, ooh, but that wouldn't make any, like, maybe it's a form of therapy. Maybe actually some of us are in, like, a form of therapy where you go to this center and you relive your life through past experiences to kind of get a more better understanding. Because by the time we're 90, that technology is going to be used. And we're going to be like, that doesn't work. And all of a sudden, right now, we're just going to be talking. Then one day, it's just going to be like, and then we're going to flash and be out of it. It's like, okay. You remember, did you remember anything specific?
You wake up and they're pulling you out of like a chamber of, like, jelly, and you're just like, you're like,
well, but let's be real, you know, therapy and mental health community ain't ever getting that type of funding.
Nope. what I hate thinking about is, it's like, so your entire existence, your life is only what you know, it's what your brain is taking in. So there's those times I'm like, how do I know this is even real?
Well, that's like why I like,
because it's like, if I was in a coma, I would not know.
Well, that's why I like thinking about how everyone is. This is going to sound so stupid, but it's the best way I can really explain how I view this type of shit. Is like, everyone are their own little universe, because everyone's perspectives in life are so different. While we can come and think of things on a base level and, like, have intricate conversations even with people about subjects and stuff like that, at the end of the day, like, your taste is not exactly the same, your look is not exactly the same, even,
and you want other people twins. and problems arise because you want other people to see things the same as you, or act the same way as you.
Yeah, but, like, world is different from my perspective than yours
completely.
And
yeah,
so it doesn't seem like that, because you and I get along well and, like, we can have, like, conversation. But at the base of it, everyone has a different perspective of, like, the world. And so I find that, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could be in, like, live in the perspective of someone else, not just, like, be someone else, but, like, see through the perspective.
Have different past experiences that make you who you are, have different issues, have different, that'd be really interesting.
Well, like, I see it sometimes when I will be watching, a documentary on someone, for example. If you're watching a documentary on someone that you find interesting, and they start, like, it, and if they're confronted with an idea and they deal with it in a way that you wouldn't have dealt with it, of course, you're like, okay, so how, like, why do you see it that way? Why is it so concrete that you see things this way and I see things this way? Like, is it really just about knowledge we can all have and come to one understanding, or is there never just one understanding and we're all just kind of, like, grasping for straws trying to think of the best answer?
Damn. What I like about our podcast, Ryan, is we can go from me sniffing the couch where you farted to
talking about, like, the most, like, existential fucking, like, I don't know,
well,
dude.
Well, we are self-absorbed 20-year-olds.
That's true. That's true. We're going to go back and listen to this podcast, but, like, God, we look at how stupid we sound.
Of course. But that's our perspective.
Hey.
Hey. Fuck. And what you were saying earlier.
You wouldn't have smart people without stupid people.
And we wouldn't have stupid people without smart people.
Exactly.
And back to what you're saying about the simulation stuff, where it's like, if we did find out we were living in a simulation, it's like, I don't know what would really, would it matter almost? Because it's like, you didn't choose to be born. You didn't choose to be who you are. You are, though. You didn't choose to have consciousness, but you do. So do the means of which that came to be really matter? Because it's not going to change, you know, what you're doing on Earth, who you are. I mean, it could, but it's the same thing about, like, God, whether God exists or not, whether we live in a simulation or not, whether all of reality is just in your head. Wake up, Simon. One kid out there is like, some kid named Simon's already been struggling with stuff like this.
Because he needs to fucking wake up.
He needs to wake up. That's the thing.
Yeah, this is the point of the podcast. Okay, hold on. This is a little jokes real quick. Please wake up. We need you. But yeah, simulations are crazy. Simon.
Wake up, Simon. You think it's a joke? You think it's the funny YouTube men being funny?
It's just things are really going not the way they should be outside, and you need to see clearly a little bit more so you can help out.
Simon, there's been an uprising. You need to come home.
We're going to get one fucking dude that comes to a live show with a gun.
This is the only way out.
And all of a sudden, like, it's going to be that moment where listen, we'll remember this moment. We'll be like, whoa, Simon.
How do you know my name?
Just one joke that went horribly wrong. It's like, damn, I could have chosen any name for that joke. I chose the wrong one. Oh, man. But you know what I didn't choose the wrong thing for?
Ads?
I chose the right toothbrush because I chose Quip.
Whoa.
Yes.
Tell me about Quip, Matt. Please. Pretty please.
Mm-hmm. Keep asking. Ask nicer.
Pretty please with sugar on top. And some cheese and wine on the side.
All right, bro. Ryan, let me ask you something. What actually makes a better toothbrush? Is it industrial strength power? Is it claims of miraculous trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Because you know what, Ryan? An artist is only as good as his tools. Yes. That's why Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits.
Quip sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guide gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Also, Quip will automatically deliver brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule.
The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice every day. These good habits matter to live a healthier life, so help form fresh oral habits with Quip.
Quip starts at just $25 and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/supermega.
This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/supermega to get your first refill for free. Again, go right now to getquip.com/supermega. It starts at just $25. Get that first refill free. I use Quip every single day. It's the best toothbrush I've ever used. It's amazing.
That's a sweet deal.
It's a very sweet deal, and it helps support the show. You know what else would help support the show?
And is sweet.
Honey.
Ugh, giving holiday gifts is great, Matthew, but overspending on all those gifts is definitely not.
Uh-uh.
So why spend more than you have to? Finding the lowest price is easy. Now, with a wonderful little company called Honey.
Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online.
This means you always get the best deals without even trying on over 20,000 sites.
Such as Amazon, eBay, J.Crew, Sephora, Expedia, Target, Best Buy, and more.
Now let me tell you something. The other week, I was buying something for a friend. I was buying a bracelet, a best friend's bracelet from a website. And I was about to check out. And, you know, I was like, damn, why is this thing? This thing's a little bit pricey. Guess what? a little notification popped up, the little honey icon. I was like, yo, you might be overspending. I click it, boom, apply the promo code. I saved 20%. No lies. I legitimately saved 20%. And if I didn't have honey, that 20% would be out of my bank account in some other schmuck's pocket.
And Honey has found it's over 10 million users, over $1 billion in savings. Honey supports over 20,000 stores online and has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store.
If you're buying gifts this holiday season, which I know you are, then you need Honey. If you're not, you probably know someone who is. So do them a solid and tell them all about Honey.
Honey can help make sure that you're getting the best price for whatever you're buying. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast.
That's joinhoney.com/megacast. Check it out in the description.
I'm going to sit on the toilet, see if I need to empty out.
I'll end the podcast off then while you do that. Sign off, Ryan.
Sign off?
Say goodbye.
Wait, we're ending right after the end?
No, I'll keep going. Just because I have to shit too. So why don't you go ahead and do your business.
Okay.
And I'll end the podcast for us.
The whole podcast?
I can end the whole podcast. I mean,
we're going to end the podcast right after the ad reads?
Well, no, I'm going to talk some more. Go.
Okay.
There goes that boy. That sweet, muscular, handsome, tan boy. The background changed once more. This time it looks like maybe Alaska, a freshwater basin. Got some Rocky Mountains with some snow on them, some ice caps. Very, very steep, sharp mountains. And then like a nice clear blue basin with some stones under the water. Very beautiful. I would like to go check out a place like that myself one day. Sorry. But yeah, y'all. It's been fun talking to you guys this effing week on the podcast. Please, if you have any topic suggestions for next week, shoot them our way in the comments or hit us up on twitter.com. You can find us all on Twitter, Super Mega and me and Ryan personally. We are super excited for the rest of 2019. I guess I'll talk about the future of Super Mega. It's been a bit slower lately. After tour, we kind of just need some time to decompress. And mainly we might not have seemed that busy online, but we've been behind the scenes just backlogging like crazy, just recording a ton of videos.
Nothing again,
really?
Nothing.
I'm just talking about the future of like for the rest of the year for Super Mega. We've just been recording a lot. We still have some more bangers on the way this year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we do. So don't think we're done just yet. And I'm very excited for Snowy Mega this year. It's one
is
of my
that Alaska?
That's what I said when you left. I was like, I think this is Alaska.
That looks where, like, kind of where I went in Alaska with the glaciers.
Dude, look at how sharp those mountains are. That's not a climbable mountain. That's just like.
It definitely could be Alaska.
That's where the earth just like shot straight up. But we have projects that we're going to drop before.
Projects abound.
Yes. And then Christmas time. And then we're going to come back and regroup and get 2020 kicked into gear to be the best year of Super Mega yet. Because we're starting with a fresh slate for 2020. We have our office pretty much all set up. And we're ready to start kicking this shit into gear. So thank you all for the support. Thank you for everyone who supports our Patreon. Thank you for watching and listening to this. Again, it is on Spotify and iTunes and all those podcast services before YouTube now. So if you want to listen to it before it hits YouTube ad-free, go check it out on those streaming services. And Ryan?
Yeah, what's up?
If you would play us out.
Like with just with anything?
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.